This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. The coronavirus continues its deadly march around the world. According to Johns Hopkins University, more than 555,000 people have lost their lives due to COVID-19 globally. In the U.S., more than 133,000 have died from the virus, and that number is expected to continue to rise. AP's Sagar Magani reports on the story.
New positive cases had been dropping in Arizona this week, but shot back up yesterday.
We see increases across the board.
As Governor Doug Ducey sounded the alarm there, Florida hit 120 deaths, its most since early May, to go with its biggest 24-hour jump in hospitalizations. The governor, Ron DeSantis, is urging calm.
You should take precautions, but there's no need to be panicked.
Oregon, Missouri, and Montana once again broke state records for the highest single-day increases in confirmed cases. Mississippi has one of the nation's fastest-growing positive rates, and its five biggest hospitals have already run out of ICU beds. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In an interview with Fox News Channel's Sean Hannity, U.S. President Donald Trump continues to downplay the rising number of cases.
We do testing like nobody's ever done testing. And when we test, the more you test, the more cases you find.
Earlier, Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden said President Trump is ignoring the coronavirus pandemic while encouraging division within the nation.
He's waved the white flag. He's walked away. And his failures come with the terrible human cost and deep economic toll. Time and again, working families are paying the price for this administration's incompetence.
The former vice president was speaking in Pennsylvania. This